This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the GMAC Nation here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Hurtado's in Arlington. Swing on by, get some delicious barbecue. It's just unbelievable. You know, the quality that they pack into each and every item on this menu, and salute to them. Okay, Kevin Sheehan, he's a Washington radio guy, and he's going to join us coming up at 3:20. We'll talk to him about the Commanders and what kind of an effort, he expects, what kind of a game he expects coming up on Sunday. Here we have the C-note for you, okay, and we start with the five reasons why the Cowboys season is a disaster, and we go to John Machota here in The Athletic for it. I'm going to give you each of his reasons, and then I have a question for you about that. Number one, they did not do enough in the offseason. Shots fired at our guy Eric Kendricks, but really that was about all they did as far as name recognizable players. My question for you guys, do you think if the Cowboys could go back in time, they would do that offseason any differently?
That's a good question, man. I think that the pain that they're feeling right now, and the frustration, and just how loud everything is with just the general disgust of this team, I would like to think yes. I mean, my goodness, how could you not, if you had a chance to redo this thing, how could you not do some different things? Because you've built one of the worst teams in the sport.
I don't think they would.
Why not?
I think we're about to have the second round of this coming up.
Another offseason of doing nothing?
Yeah, because of the cap.
I think where they're at right now, if you go to overthecap.com and look at all the free agents, the pending free agents after this season, the Jordan Lewis's, the Osa Digizuas, they're about to have the second letting of all the depth. They don't have enough picks. They're not, they're going to try and sign college free agents off their board afterwards. That's how they're going to try and kind of manipulate this thing.
That's a joke, dude. I mean, they're going to obviously. I know what you're saying is true. I'm saying
This is about to be the second round of losing all their depth not replacing it.
They're going to flip switches on a bunch of different contracts. Dak, of course, probably CD. They have guys that they can move on from and clear out plenty of money. If they want to have $50 to $60 million with in free agency, they can do it. Now, if they decide they don't want to, that's one thing. But they absolutely, you can't use the salary cap as a total handcuff. Sorry, guys, we have nothing that we can do here. You can create $50 to $60 million easily with some of the things that they can do contractually, moving on from guys, whatever. And then go have at it in free agency. Now, they probably won't, brought us to your point, but let's not sit here and act like they have no other option.
No, they could. They could go ahead and restructure and do stuff. That's probably the reason why they're never in a good salary cap area. They also might need to rethink how they're doing that with the salary cap and maybe get some fresh voices and maybe innovative ideas to how to do this to where they're in a better position than other teams. It seems like they're always, this is always the conversation we're having. They never have money. They're always, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that. I mean, a $2 million running back was too expensive for them.
Yeah.
So I'd like to think in hindsight, yeah, they would. But no, they're so damn stubborn that they probably would.
If they're going to do something, then it's, if you talk about taking money, I don't think it's going to look at the Rams or the Buccaneers or the Seahawks. It's always going to be about their own. It's going to be about signing Oso Digizua again. It's going to be about signing Jordan Lewis again. And these guys, you know, they've played well. You know, and then they'll let the guys go on that they don't feel like, and then we'll see what the Commanders will collect those guys and, you know, play against you for a couple of years. But, yeah, to me, I don't think they're ever going to go out and grab somebody from another team that way on day one. I don't think they're going to do that anymore.
I agree with you on that, and I don't think they would change much about last year. But I do wonder what different they would do at the end of the first round there, Brian, looking back on that.
It's a good question. To me, I mean, I still think they would have gone offensive line, right?
Well, they could have stayed and taken Graham Barton if they didn't trade back.
Interior O-line guy, right?
Right. He's a starting center for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's been
really
good.
But they picked up the extra third.
You got the extra third, which you were able to get Cooper Beebe, who also is right there amongst the best rookies in terms of lowest pressure rate allowed this year. Beebe's been good, but... Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, Guyton was good value where they took him late in the first.
His number two is just that the offensive line has significantly underperformed. He'd probably predict that going with two rookie starters.
See, the thing that I think hurt them the most is they had regression on the right side of their offensive line, and they didn't account on that.
Yeah.
They were thinking that, okay, here's year two of...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Of Steele being off the knee injury, elevation of his game. We saw a little improvement. You know, it got better as the season wore on last year. So they were thinking that was going to probably be be, you know, they were able to hang their hat on that. I don't think they saw Zach Martin falling to the depths he is right now. And a lot of it has to do with injuries.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he was kneeling on the field the other day. I heard that he got punched in the throat, you know, and it kind of stunned him.
Gosh.
It stunned him, and he just had to sit there and kind of collect his thoughts. But
throat punch, huh?
Yeah, but he's dealing with ankles, he's dealing with knee, he's dealing with a back, he's dealing with. They didn't know that his level was going to just go that drastically. So yeah, you think like, listen, we've got three veteran starters that we like: Smith, Martin, Steele. We'll be fine. At some point in time, all five of those guys have kind of gone down to, like, their level of play hasn't been.
How's Tyler Smith been?
I think Tyler Smith has not been as good as he was last year. You know, I think Tyler Smith at times has been good, but not to the Pro Bowl level that we've seen Tyler Smith play.
Yeah,
it might have to deal a little bit, too, with a rookie to his right and a rookie to his left.
Absolutely.
Sure,
could.
Sure. Yeah. That one's interesting. Okay, number four, running back by committee was a mistake.
Big mistake.
How much would the right running back change things? You know, I remember 2014 had been an 8-8 team for 3 years. They finally make the commitment to give it to DeMarco Murray. He ran the ball like 380 times that year.
Yeah.
And they go to 12-4.
Yeah.
You know, could the right runner have a dramatic impact next year?
Let me tell you this, me personally, and I haven't seen all the running backs, but I've seen the Boise kid. Where the Boise kid will help you is his ability to make people miss.
Mm-hmm.
If they had a running back that was that type of guy, say, and I'm asking a lot of a Bijan Robinson, I'm asking a lot of the guys at Detroit, I'm asking a lot, you know, that.
Maybe even
Joe,
they can do it.
Maybe even Joe Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Somebody that can make defenders miss, that helps an offensive line. Because if you do just brush block or just kind of hit a guy but don't get him square, but the back is able to avoid and go.
Right.
You know, whereas Zeke or Dowdle tends to run into contact.
The
way the scheme is,
there.
Yeah, the ball never goes to the edge. We're going to talk about the Commanders. The Commanders have given up more rushing first downs than you on the ground.
Wow.
Think about that. They've given up like 93 or 94 first downs on the ground this year. Dallas has given up 91.
Let's go beat Washington, boys.
Yeah, we think Dallas has a bad run defense.
Right.
If somebody's gaining first downs on you that way, that's kind of, it's not throwing it, it's running it.
Let me ask you this last question. Final reason, a half dozen here from Mishota on why the Cowboys season became a disaster. He goes with the CeeDee Lamb holdout. That have an impact, guys.
Ooh.
I mean, him and Dak not being on the same page. Like, you hate to think that just missing camp for a guy who's been here for so many years, who apparently has all the rapport in the world, off his best season with his quarterback, they go into the Dak yard. You would hate to think that just those 4 to 6 weeks in training camp really, really ruined things. But I don't know what else to point to. Like, how are Dak and Lamb just not on the same page at
all? I'll tell you where it ruined things. You didn't get to practice with Tolbert and Brooks and those guys with Lamb out there. So those guys were kind of working with Cooks. And they see, those young players never got to work with Lamb. You know, when they were practicing, it was always with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden Lamb comes back. They kind of have, all right, where do we fit in all this? Where are we? I mean, they're having to maybe play different roles to make up for Lamb not being there.
I would just say that, you know, Lamb and Dak weren't on the same page multiple times last year, especially in the playoff game. Mm-hmm. I think Lamb and Dak not being on the same page is just a symptom of when the offense is broken. You know, the defense has the answers.
I think there's a lack of belief in what's going on there. With the
Dak's
other, the
under a lot of pressure. You speed
and
up Dak.
The offense in general, 100%. But, yeah, training camp matters. I mean, we heard it afterwards. Plenty of players came out and talked about it. Like when you
I believe it now.
You are going to start a little bit slower. I didn't think it would have the impact that it looked like it did have on the field, though.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, that's one down, four to go here in the G-Bank Nation on 105 through the Fan. Live at one of our favorite businesses, maybe number one in all of North Texas, Hurtado Barbecue here with an absolute feast.
If you're getting ready to get out of work anytime soon, come on by, get something delicious to eat and drink and fellowship. We'd love to say hi. Kevin Sheehan, Washington radio guy, coming up at 3:20. What's next, Bully?
Do some NFL news of the day. Security alerts ripping the Giants and Man Campbell on the most important thing a head coach does. That's next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.